right and wrong. Lord, there'll never be another place in this world I'll call home. There'll never be another place in this world that I'll call home.
ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News Race for the White House. I'm Daria Albinger. Kamala Harris has been a presidential candidate for just one day, but she's raised some big money.
The Harris campaign says it has raised $81 million in the last 24 hours. That's from donations to the campaign, DNC, and joint fundraising committees. ABC cannot independently verify these numbers until they're reported to the FEC. The campaign says more than 888,000 donors made donations in the past 24 hours, 60% of whom made their first contribution of this election cycle. A spokesperson for the Harris campaign calls this fundraising haul, quote, grassroots energy and enthusiasm that wins elections. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
It was a rare show of bipartisanship today in the House, in the Oversight Committee to be specific, after questioning the director of the Secret Service about the recent attempt on Donald Trump's life. Members from both parties called on her to resign. This is ABC News. Could having more money result in fewer trips to the ER?
A new study suggests that giving cash to poor people could result in fewer emergency room visits. The study, just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, looking at close to 3,000 low-income people for 9 months between 2020 and 2021. 60% of them were given $400 a month. The ones who were given the money had 27% fewer ER visits than those who didn't receive the monthly payments. The researchers found people with the added income used more for outpatient specialty care. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We're loving Mickey D's value meal. So much so that McDonald's says it's going to extend its $5 meal promotion at most locations until at least August due to the overwhelming demand. Took a while, however, for some franchises to get on board. Many that did found it drove a lot of new traffic to their stores. For $5, you get a double cheeseburger, a chicken sandwich, 4 chicken McNuggets, small fries and drink. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. After midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low of 63. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms are likely in the region. A quarter to a half inch of rain is possible with a high of 80. And scattered showers tapering off gradually tomorrow night with a low of 60. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 2 miles per hour. And it's mostly cloudy and our current temperature is 81 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A community servant has died. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Bill was born and raised in Richland Center, graduating from Richland Center High School in 1956. After serving in the Army, he came back home to work in the family business, Cross Cups. Bill served as the Director of Public Works for the City of Richland Center from 1990 until 2006. He was also an EMT for the Richland County Ambulance for 10 years and member of the Richland Center Fire Department for 45 years. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. President Joe Biden has withdrawn from re-election bid and has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as his replacement. U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman told CBS 58 in Milwaukee that he believes Harris has some weak spots to exploit.
I know there are some Democrats who don't like her, and she has the obvious weakness at the border, as well as she hasn't been the most articulate candidate so far.
Grothman is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 6th congressional district. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned as of this morning. The 6 members of the 3rd CD Democrats of Wisconsin to the Democratic National Convention have unanimously endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the 2024 nominee for the presidency. Additionally, Representative Jody Emerson, a member of the Wisconsin Assembly from Eau Claire and an at-large delegate to the convention, has endorsed Kamala Harris. Representing the 3rd CD are William Garcia from La Crosse County, Gary Hawley of Portage County, Elizabeth McDonald from Portage County, Linda Norton from Eau Claire County, Philip Swanhorst from Eau Claire County, and Jan Way from Portage County. All 6 delegates were originally pledged to President Joe Biden. Upon President Biden's decision to step down, the delegates were released to vote for the candidate of their choice. All have selected Vice President Harris and look forward to electing her the 47th President of the United States. Republicans have left their national convention in Milwaukee feeling unified, but tens of thousands of Wisconsin Republicans are still not on the Trump train. This is ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott.
Many Republican voters still voted for Nikki Haley in this state even after she dropped out of the race. You had tens of thousands of them, I think about 70,000, right? That is who Donald Trump is trying to appeal to.
She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. There's a listeria outbreak in the nation, and at least one person in Wisconsin is sick. The outbreak is linked to deli meats. 28 people are sick and 2 people are dead because of this listeria outbreak. This is affecting 12 states so far, including Wisconsin. If you have sliced deli meat you've purchased at a deli counter, don't eat it unless you've reheated it to internal temperature of 165 degrees or until it's steaming hot. The CDC is investigating to determine which deli meats are contaminated. Until that time, to protect yourself and your family, the CDC is recommending you heat deli meats before eating them to kill the listeria bacteria. 43 dairy herds in 6 states have confirmed infections from the H5N1 virus. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the National Veterinary Services Laboratories says the highly pathogenic avian influenza has not been detected in Wisconsin cattle, poultry, or wildlife at this time. H5N1 is in states around us, including Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota. The FDA reminds us that the commercial milk supply is safe because of pasteurization, and the USDA is confident the meat supply is also safe. Gas prices rose over 14 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.42 per gallon. This is over 14 cents higher than a month ago and 2.4 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. While most of the nation saw prices decline, severe weather knocked out power to a major refinery outside Chicago early last week. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said this pushed up prices considerably in surrounding states. Some scientists say governments and businesses are going about their net zero carbon emission strategies all wrong. Holly Buck is an assistant professor of environment and sustainability. She says the typical approach relies too much on technology to capture emissions from the air.
Carbon removal capacity is going to be limited by various things like land or energy inputs. We can't count on building such a big carbon removal infrastructure to negate those remaining emissions.
She says polluters should have to cut emissions at the source. Flight delays and cancellations continued through the weekend because of that massive technology outage. It's all because of an update pushed by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Turns out lots of companies and industries rely on it. About 5 of the 15 flights coming into Dane County Regional Airport were at least 2 to 3 hours delayed. A UW-Madison Research Center went up in flames. Thick black smoke could be seen Friday night as the UW-West Madison Agricultural Research Station burned. The Madison Fire Department says it was a barn full of hay and equipment. UW-Madison officials say the fire destroyed a shed, a barn, and some farm implements, but no one was hurt. Firefighters don't yet know what caused the fire. The National High School Rodeo Finals wrapped up Saturday with two performances in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Results recorded Saturday by those who moved on from the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo include, in the morning barrel racing performance, Josie Lau of Richland Center placed ninth with a score of 18.144. In the morning boys cutting performance, Keegan Cooley of Richland Center tied for 12th with a score of 133. And in the morning steer wrestling performance, Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed sixth with a score of 8.1. In the final go-round in steer wrestling, Walker Gufford of Berlin placed 55th with a score of 4.92. In team standings at the end of the week, out of 40 girls teams, Wisconsin placed 30th with 350 points. Out of 41 boys teams, Wisconsin placed 27th with 740 points. Out of a total of 45 teams, Wisconsin placed 29th with 1,090 points. And in the Queens contest, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed 17th with a score of 606. A driver was injured in a one-vehicle rollover crash Saturday morning around 8:30. Hillary Richardson, 30, of Platteville, was traveling south on Highway 151, just south of West Lane in Jamestown Township. During a lane change, the vehicle began to slide and left the roadway to the west. The vehicle rolled several times before coming to rest on its wheels. Richardson, who was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. A witness and others provided immediate care to Richardson. Hillary Richardson was transported by Dickeyville EMS to a Jamestown Fire Department landing zone, where she was transported by air care to UW-Madison Hospital. Two people were injured in a head-on crash. The crash occurred Thursday afternoon around 4:55. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a call regarding a two-vehicle crash on County Highway P at Highway 18 near River Ridge Schools. The investigating deputy learned that Samantha Metzger, 34, of rural Bloomington, was traveling east on County Highway P, approaching Highway 18. Her two minor children were with her in the vehicle. At the same time, Abriana Settles, 16, of Indiana, was coming up the hill eastbound on Highway 18, making a right turn to go west on P. She had a 17-year-old passenger with her in the vehicle. Settles made the turn and reported that she had difficulty with her steering as she turned onto P. Settles' vehicle ended up in the eastbound lane of County Highway P, directly in the path of Metzger's vehicle, which was coming up to the stop sign. The two vehicles collided head-on. Abriana Settles and Samantha Metzger reported possible injuries and was transported by EMS to an area hospital for evaluation and treatment. None of the passengers were injured in the crash. Work began today on state highways in Sauk County. Contractors will be repaving State Highways 23 and 33 between Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Governor Tony Evers allocated $4.6 million for the project. For the first phase of the project, State Highway 23 will be closed beginning today. The entire project should be done in October.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. Susan Sue Keister, age 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 o'clock Friday, August 2nd, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Friday, August 2nd, from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Sue Keister, age 61. David Owen Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're carefully watching a couple of weather systems. One small one is causing some showers and thunderstorms in northwest Illinois, just hugging the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Those should miss us this evening. Meanwhile, a larger batch of showers and storms extending from near Minneapolis up through Duluth and much of the northern half of Wisconsin. Those are forming along a cool front dropping in from northern Minnesota. They'll primarily affect areas north of us later tonight, but tomorrow that front will be right over the top of us, so a good chance of some intermittent showers and storms. Rain amounts could be on the order of a quarter inch to a half inch. Otherwise, cooler temperatures building in for the next couple of days, but still pretty nice. Certainly less humid by Wednesday. A large high-pressure system will settle in for the second half of the week, should provide bright weather all the way through Friday or Saturday. South winds will return to the region by the weekend, ushering in warmer and more humid air once again, and there's even a chance of a spotty thunderstorm popping up by Sunday. So tonight, partly cloudy skies early, then variably cloudy with a few stray showers possible late. Temperature dropping down to 63. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely at times. Looks like maybe a quarter or half inch possible with highs near 80. Southwest wind between 5 and 10. Tuesday night, scattered showers diminishing gradually, low 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, high near 77. As we head into Thursday, sunny and pleasant, low mid-50s, high near 80. Friday, sunny and warm, low at 57 with a high of 83. Saturday, mostly sunny and balmy, low 59, highs up in the middle 80s. And Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, very warm and more humid, slight chance of a thunderstorm, better chance by Sunday night, low near 63 with a high in the upper 80s. Have yourself a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 81 degrees after a daytime high of 82 and a morning low of 63. Yesterday's high was 82 and we received 23/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1965 is 99 degrees with a record low of 42 set back in 1941. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 60. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:34 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:42. Winds are out of the southeast at around 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.95, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Jordan Love won't be practicing with the Green Bay Packers as long as the quarterback's negotiations on a contract extension remain unresolved. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst said today that Love reported to camp last week but wouldn't be working out until a deal is reached. Love's contract is set to expire at the end of the season. Gutekunst remained optimistic the Packers and Love would reach a deal soon. He noted that Love is participating in all other team activities. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and the Green Bay Packers have agreed on a $64 million three-year contract extension. The person who spoke to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the deal hasn't been signed said Clark will make $29 million this year, including a $17.5 million signing bonus. Clark, who turns 29 on October 4th, was entering the final season of his contract after agreeing to a four-year $70 million extension with a $25 million signing bonus in the summer of 2020. Also, the Packers started training camp today with tackles Zach Tom and tight end Tucker Kraft still on the sidelines. Both players suffered torn pectoral muscles before organized team activities started. They are on the physically unable to perform list, but should be back soon. Tom is one of the top offensive tackles in the NFL, and Kraft filled in capably when starter Luke Musgrave was knocked out by an injured spleen last season. Also unavailable as the players show up at Ray Nishiki Field today are rookie safety Ketan Ildapo and undrafted guard Donovan Jennings.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The Milwaukee Brewers were able to hold on for a sweep of the Minnesota Twins after Chris Hoskins gave them the lead for good. Milwaukee took the 8-7 decision despite giving up two runs in the bottom of the ninth. The score was tied 5-5 when Hoskins hit his go-ahead home run in the eighth. Rookie Jackson Chourio also had a big fly, and reserve catcher Eric Haas went deep twice. Just off the injury list, reliever Jared Koenig got the win. The Brewers are in Wrigley Field tonight to start a three-game series, I should say, behind starters Tobias Myers. And the pregame of that contest will be at 6:30, and you can hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch from Wrigley Field will be at 7:05. And a good performance during the 2024 NBA Summer League suggests that second-year player Chris Livingston may be getting more playing time this season. That development would be something good to come out of a winless record for the Bucks in Las Vegas. The 6'6" Livingston scored a bucket of points and showed tenacious defense. The news is worse for Andre Jackson Jr., who suffered a finger injury. He had surgery last weekend. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hog futures were mixed Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are supported by speculative and technical buying. Forecasts generally look hotter and drier in western growing areas starting around midweek. U.S. beans have become more competitive on the export market, and crush margins are solid. August beans are 20 and a half higher at 1117 and three quarters. September was up 28 at 1064 and three quarters. August soybean meal $6.80 higher at $3.43.60, and August bean oil is up 44 at 47. Corn was higher, watching those development conditions with the potential for crop stress in parts of the region. Mexico did buy 133,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn on Monday morning. September was up 9 3/4 at $4.25. December corn is 10 1/4 higher at $4.15. And wheat was up with a little bit of support from the lower dollar during the session. Wheat's watching late winter wheat harvest activity along with the chances of stress for the spring wheat crop. The trade's also keeping an eye on weather issues in the Black Sea region and Europe. September Chicago was 5 1/4 higher at 5.48. September Kansas City was up 1 3/4 at 5.71 3/4. September Minneapolis wheat was 13 higher at 6.22 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher, getting ready for this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on how that might look in just a bit. August live was up 82 at 183.92, and October was $1.12 higher at 184.60. August feeders were up 80 at 256.40. September was 72 higher at 256.50. And nearby hogs were up. Deferred months were down, adjusting spreads based on demand expectations. August lean was 80 higher at 92.37. October was up $1.42 at 75.97. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the back half of the week. Fox beef closed lower with light demand for sell it off. Ranch choice down 39 cents at $3.1344. Select closed 47 cents lower at $2.9833. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down nearly 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs close higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up $1.62 with a weighted average of 84.04. The Iowa Minnesota closed 261 higher with a weighted average of 84.38. The Western Corn Belt up 250 with a weighted average of 84.38. Pork values end of the day higher, up $2.01 at 104.17. And estimated hog slaughter was 459,000 head, down 19,000 on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. corn condition rating dipped a little over the past week, while soybeans held steady. That followed another week of generally favorable development weather in much of the Midwest and Plains, while forecasts for this week show the potential for a hotter, drier stretch. The USDA says as of Sunday, 67% of U.S. corn is good to excellent, down 1% on the week, with 61% of the crop silking. More news is next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. The Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Market news manager for the Missouri Department of Agriculture says the hay market has done a 180 from recent years.
A lot of hay listings, a lot of hay for sale.
Tony Hancock tells Brownfield there isn't a lot of incentive for producers to buy hay right now. Farmers and agronomists continue to assess crop damage from the derecho that moved through parts of Indiana last week. Purdue Extension's Dan Quinn tells Brownfield the long-term impact will depend on
one, from the corn plant side, what growth stage is it at? What is the duration of that flooding? Flooding can deplete oxygen in the soil. It takes about 48 hours. When you have higher temperatures, that actually can accelerate.
A north central Iowa farmer says conditions have been variable during the growing season. Brent Renner tells Brownfield,
a lot of moisture, more moisture than my particular area tends to wish for, to be quite honest. But if you're well-drained, the crops look really good.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Nutrient management in a wet year. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Farmers in several states have been dealing with excessive moisture for weeks, if not months. And AgroLiquid national agronomist Stephanie Zelenko says it's caused a lot of problems. She tells Brownfield one of the challenges right now is getting nutrients to the crop and whether or not it's worth it. More after this on Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
I highly recommend growers continue to scout their fields, look for those escapes, and do what they can to reduce those escapes. That might mean some mechanical tillage, pulling out those one or two stragglers that you see out in the field. Always great to start now, looking at what's working and what's not working, and start making those plans for next year. It's an excellent recommendation. Reach out to your nearest BASF retailer to work with them to make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop. Again, the earlier we can start, the better plan that we can make, the better success that we're going to have going forward.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
With national agronomist Stephanie Zelenko says a wet May and June in some parts of the Corn Belt has resulted in lost crop nutrients.
The number one thing, you know, when we look at crop management from that nutrition side, when we have these high moisture years, is number one, can we get the nutrition out when we need it? So a lot of guys, you know, are in a hurry to plant, so they may not put their nutrients out there. Or if they've done a bunch of spring applications, you know, that risk of rain could leach things like nitrogen. So making sure that we have all the nutrients that we need. And that just kind of goes into that step two is, you know, how do we make adjustments for those that we may have lost or that nutrients that we may not have gotten out there when we originally would have intended to at planting time.
She tells Brownfield determining next steps can be difficult.
That's going to be a definite challenge, you know, and it's going to lead through till harvest time, even, you know, having to get that harvest, you know, on different timing. So we try to get that caught up with, you know, nutrition. And so when we're going out and we have different growth stages, you know, you have to do what the majority of the field is in order to, you know, accurately apply that. You don't want to short those early planted crops any. And then you don't want to, you know, be too early for those late crops. So you kind of have to do that average, but you want to make sure that you're not inducing deficiencies because deficiencies will be more limiting than having nutrition out there early. And so I'm suggesting that guys go out, you know, with that earliest side or kind of the average to early side of the planting window or maturity window and get that crop nutrition out. And then hopefully those other ones will catch up. You know, we have the advantages the later we go into the planting season, it gets warmer. Plants grow a little bit faster than they do if we're doing early spring planting. So hopefully with some good nutrition, they can catch up pretty quickly.
Zelenko says another consideration has to be return on investment.
And, you know, there is that advantage of doing in-season applications that we can manage that dollar and look at those returns a little bit differently than putting all those fertilizer dollars in up front. So we do have that advantage of coming in with side dress applications or a wide drop application or even foliar treatments and then deciding where we're at, kind of looking at those markets and figuring out how many dollars we actually want to spend on that crop for the rest of the season.
That's AgroLiquid National Agronomist Stephanie Zelenko. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early. Boys, we ought to shut her down. Just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy. So I started walking across the floor before I got to the door. Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Mama put a little whiskey in my bottle. Daddy put a little work hard in my boots. No matter how hard I hit the throttle, I'm still tangled up in these roots. I'm talking Alabama with a red bandana. Coastline to coastline, no matter which way the crow flies, I got.
Thompson Square with Country in My Soul. Before that, we had Chris Young with Ah Nah. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here until the 8 o'clock hour, bringing you some great music and information. Hoping your Monday is a good one. Yeah, unfortunately, the start of the work week for many, but hopefully your day went well, and hopefully your week will go by fast again, and the weekend will get here very quickly for each and every one of you. Right now, our current temperature is 81 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, and it's mostly cloudy out there right now. Talking about maybe a chance of a possible shower and thunderstorm. And we'll have to wait on that one and see what happens on a low of 63. Last night kind of caught me off guard. Before I left the station, there wasn't any talk about any warnings or any possible severe weather. And all of a sudden, when I got home last night, a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Richland County popped up quickly. And I'm like, what? Where'd that come from? But it didn't last very long. But that goes to show you, with this type of weather out here and during the summertime, you'll never know when you get those pop-ups, showers and thunderstorms. And you don't know how severe they'll be. But we always try to keep you informed right here on WRCO 100.9 FM if that ever does occur. And I just wanted to let you know that the Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua is offering a free community meal. That's usually offered the fourth Monday of each month, and so it's going on until 6:30 this evening, and all are welcome to attend. Also, the Avoca Fire and Rural EMS is hosting a brat stand, and that's going on right now. It'll also be held on August 26th, and it'll be on until 8 o'clock this evening, and then August 26th, it'll be from 5 until 8, and that is being held at the Fire and EMS station.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learn and train to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farmer today with Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service. WRCO Radio will again be hosting a Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Radio Auction Monday through Friday, July 29th through August 2nd. Listen and watch for more details on WRCO and on our social media sites about the items that will be for sale and the schedule. All proceeds go to Grace. This year's Walk with Grace will be held Friday night, August 9th. This is Phil Nee, and on behalf of our WRCO staff and the Grace volunteers, we invite you to be a part of the radio auction between 10 and noon starting Monday, July 29th on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO.
straight line when been driven snow. And guilty of sin, been back roads lost and blue lights found. Dead or quiet, rocks not loud, been up and down like we built on springs. We've been a lot of things, but we never been splitting up friends, splitting up records, putting up walls, burning down letters. Grass is greener cause there's something better waiting down the line. We never been a headlines weaving, tail lights fading. So long, move on, goodbye. We never been one last long look across your shoulder. We've been a lot of things, but we never been no
step